AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the push to get people vaccinated seems familiar to her.
It reminds me a little bit of political campaigns where you are knocking on doors, you're making phone calls, you're incentivizing all legal, of course, ways to get people to the polls. This is how can we get more shots in arms.
The latest push in Ohio is a lottery, Vax-a-Million. The latest winner of $1 million is a man in Toledo, Jonathan Carlisle.
I was waiting, I was putting it off a lot because I was just working all the time. And I just kept putting it off and off. I knew I needed to get it, and I wanted to get it. And when y'all announced the Vax-a-Million, as soon as I heard that, I was like, yes, I need to go do this now.
The Biden administration also announced 75% of the supply of unused vaccine will go to the UN-backed COVAX Global Vaccine Sharing Program. Overall, the White House aims to share 80 million doses globally by the end of June, mostly through COVAX. Jen Psaki also says President Biden is working on a compromise on his big infrastructure bill, including a 15% minimum tax on corporations.
This is a component of what he's proposed for a pay for that he's lifting up as a question as to whether they could agree to that, because it certainly doesn't violate anything about the 2017 taxes. So that's what he's putting forward as an idea that he's asking them where their point of view is.
The Justice Department is investigating Postmaster General Louis DeJoy over political fundraising activity at his former business. A judge called the crime violent and brutal. A Utah man has been sentenced to 30 years in prison in the beating death of his wife on an Alaska cruise. An earthquake at an active deep-sea volcano off Hawaii shook the Big Island, but didn't appear to have any impact on other nearby volcanoes. SpaceX has launched a fresh load of supplies to the International Space Station. This is AP News. 50 days from now, the delayed Tokyo Olympics are set to start. The AP's Steve Wade reports about 10,000 of the 80,000 unpaid volunteers for the Paralympics and Olympics have told organizers they're dropping out.
This country has been closed off for a year because of the pandemic. People here are very frightened that when you bring in 15,000 foreign athletes, tens of thousands of other staff, you know, perhaps 100,000 people coming in here across the borders, in a country that's been closed.
Only about 2-3% of Japan's general population has been fully vaccinated in a very slow rollout.
The Olympics do run on the volunteers, but if they have 70,000 instead of 80,000, that'll be fine. You know, there's going to be no foreign fans here. There's going to be perhaps very, very few Japanese fans even attending. So the jobs that the organizers, the volunteers have to do are much less.
The International Olympic Committee expects at least 80% of athletes and residents of the Olympic Village to be fully vaccinated. Ed Donahue, AP News.